It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Hi, studio.
Hello.
We have Chris Young here. And Chris, this is going to sound an awful lot like I'm hitting on you, but you know me, right?
I do.
You've been working out. Hashtag hottie.
A lot.
Chris, you look fantastic.
Well, I don't look perfect by any means, but I appreciate the compliment. And it's been a good thing for me and a lot of fun to be in the gym. And so I don't know if you know this, but the guys that I work out with are the guys that train all the tight ends in the NFL.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's the guys that do Tight End University every year in Nashville, which is like George Kittle and Ferguson from the Cowboys and Hawkinson from the Vikings. And it's also very emasculating when I'm in there working out. They're like tripling the amount of weight that I'm doing. It's like, oh, okay.
Is this one of those places that they actually put a bucket in the center of the room just in case you need to hurl?
No. Although there's days where I felt like I was really close to needing one.
Yeah, I can't put gym and tight end and fun together in the same sentence if you paid me.
Oh, no, it's fun. They're always hyping each other up. And I'm talking about the guys that are in there every day. Obviously, during the season, those guys aren't there. But while I do not like getting up and going some days,
no,
it has been really fun and very worth it.
Yeah, we got the big payoff. We got a shirtless Chris Young in 2023, so applause for that.
I mean, look, I don't have abs. I'm still, 6'4", 250, but just in...
I wouldn't even... You know what, though, Chris? It's muscle. Don't get caught up on the weight thing. As a woman, I know these things. That is some muscle you got going on there.
Well, and the other thing is immediately everybody goes, what are you taking? And I'm like, water.
Right,
I'm like, I'm
of
not
course.
Taking anything.
Don't you hate this that Ozempic is going around that anybody can be skinny and you're out there working your butt off, you know?
No, because I'm never going to be like a really skinny guy. It's not going to happen.
No, it wouldn't look good. You're a big man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very well. Should we talk about the album or should we just talk about your biceps? Because I'm down with either.
Yeah, I mean, we can do either. It's up to you.
This album is so good. You sound so great. Young Love and Saturday Nights. You wrote 15 of these, is that correct?
Yeah, I wrote 15 of the 18.
Wow.
Produced solo or co-produced everything on here. Really and truly labor of love project, and took a lot of years to make this record.
Did you start this after you finished your last album was 2021, right?
Yeah, so that was the Famous Friends record, and I actually... One of the songs that's on here was going to go on that record, and I moved it to this one.
Which one? Now I got to know. Inquiring Minds.
It was Double Down.
Great tune. You just released that. You put that on online, and it's what a great song.
And by the way, that was not intentional for me to not even shadow drop it, but drop that last minute before this record's coming out. But I had to give everybody something just as a thank you. When you get a mugshot and falsely arrested, it's you got to do something for everybody that had your back.
I feel you, and we had your back. I got to tell you, just real quick, we did a story on that right after it happened, and I said, "There's some on the air." I said, "There's something wrong with this." I knew it. So thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's true. The whole album. I don't know how many hits are on here. You got 18 songs, and literally, they're so stellar. But I tell you, the song that closes it out. I don't know if you wrote. Everybody Grew Up.
Yeah.
So good.
I wrote that with my buddy Corey Crowder, my buddy Tyler Reeve, and my buddy Cole Taylor. And I really do think that's something that I haven't really done a lot of as far as the style of song.
So good.
Because it's sort of that looking back, remembering kind of song.
The album shows off your voice in a way that if you want to do your next album, a whole bunch of like Harry Connick Jr. covers, you can do it because you were so smooth. You were so smooth in this.
You're just throwing compliments at me while we're trying to talk about my record coming out. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's true. And then you honky-tonk your butt off in this thing, too. I know you don't have a lot of time, but I got to tell people, Young Love and Saturday Nights, also a great song. And then go see the young buff Chris Young on his tour starting up in April. Shirtless? Is there going to be a point where you just rip it off?
I don't know if I'm going to do that. We'll keep that for elsewhere.
Okay, paint on abs, maybe. I'm just saying, if you paint on abs. Chris Young, it's been way too long. Thank you so much for carving out some time to talk to us and the listeners of the Big Time. You know you're one of our favorites. You're a great guy. It was so great to talk to you.
Hey, thank you, and thank you for getting the word out about the album. You know I love you guys.
Chris Young, everybody. Thank you, my friend.